Welcome to another Rhodes podcast, and we have 3 days left in 2023. Hi, team. How you doing?
Great.
It's like you weren't ready to say anything, but you are, and I know that you're ready for this podcast. It's really good to see you guys. And I've got Bailey and Josiah. I've got Wyatt and Layla, and I've got Abby and my precious wife, Stacy. It's good to be with you, and we're glad that you've joined us today. We've got the year in review that we want to kind of talk to you about today. So I just kind of want to open it up a little bit and talk about some of the things starting from Easter of 2023 when we started the whole thing off with the Rhodes. So let's talk a little bit about that, guys. Wyatt, what are some of the highlights that you can remember at 2023 and maybe at the very beginning?
Yeah, so Easter Sunday, we kicked her off. I think it was not till the next Sunday that we first started meeting, but we've done a lot of great things. Just to connect, this past 9 months, we went to the Newsboys concert. We've had movie nights, had a Christmas party recently. We've done a lot of things just to not only grow in our faith, but also to get closer to everyone who's been coming to the Rhodes for the past 9 months. It's been a great first year.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. And out of the Rhodes birthed the group that you're a part of now.
Yes.
And what is it called?
Yeah, what is that called?
So there's a debate. Is it G Rhodes or is it Grodies?
Some say. I say Grodies.
Bailey says Grodies.
It's funny.
I say G Rhodes.
He doesn't like to be a
Stacy says.
I think Grodies is funnier.
Grodies is funny.
Grodies just flows.
Right on Grodies and the Grodies.
So the Rhodies and the Grodies, yeah. So what are the Grodies or the G Rhodies?
The G Rhodies Grodies are graduated Rhodies. We're in college or not in college. We're working, you know, we're at that age right out of high school in college, kind of that awkward stage where you're not really a full-fledged like adult, but you're also not really a kid anymore.
Right.
You're just kind of in that age range.
Yeah. And it's really awesome that there's a specific time where you guys are able to just focus in on relevant stuff that you guys are working through, and that's really, really great. Stace, talk a little bit about how the Rhodies have been, what does it look like as we meet on a Sunday night, 6 p.m.?
Every week, 6 o'clock, we come together and we have a little time of just fellowship and catching up with one another and drinking coffee, right, Wyatt? Every week, coffee
sometimes
and snacks.
Sometimes
Layla graces us with her world-famous brownies. And we get together and do that for a little while, and then we always have some kind of a game or something fun. And that has ranged from, oh man, help me out.
Spoons
to
scavenger hunts.
Paper airplane tournaments.
I think we were out on the lawn of the courtroad.
Courthouse.
Courthouse. What was I trying to say?
I don't know. We played cornhole and
can jam.
Yeah. And then we go into a time where we have been digging a little deeper into the Word, and that's usually when the G Rhodies and the Rhodies separate, and we get involved in Scripture.
Yeah, it's been a really great time.
It has.
And there's been a lot of just great consistency on being able to see the groups. The group sizes have been remaining about the same,
too. About the same, yeah.
Really have been seeing the neat numbers where the college Rhodies or Rhodies and Rhodies are they're about equal numbers. Abby, what do you remember out of some of the highlights that you can remember as we've been meeting?
Oh, man. I remember the very first night, the launch, we had a ton of people, which was a great surprise, like just a great way to kick it off.
And we've had a good amount of people coming every week, and it's been really fun. One of my favorite parts is, like, just digging into different verses. Because something we did really early on was we all contributed and wrote down, like, one of our favorite verses, and we went through them every week. We'd pick a different one. And that's something I've really enjoyed doing. And we're still doing it and hoping to still do it up until the next year, I think. So that's one of my things I loved.
Yeah. So when you say we dig deep, what does that mean?
I mean, we read it and we get a bunch of different translations on different apps and things. We'll read the chapter for context. Just talk about, like, different things about what the verse is saying and how it applies to us. And we like to find the weird translations on, like, the Google apps and stuff. That's been fun. Just, like, see what the heck you're talking about. But yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, good.
One of the neat aspects of our time together, and it happens most times than not, is our worship time. Mm-hmm. And that's been neat. We've had, it's been mainly acoustic, and then nice harmonies come from it, and just a great time of singing praises and allowing some intimacy through song to develop, and it's just been neat. And I'm excited about 2024 because there's we're going to be able to move a keyboard in there too, and we're going to have the keyboard, we're going to kind of step it up a little bit and have that option, and roadies have been involved with Sunday morning worship as well. So Layla, you and Abby and Anna, and then it's just been awesome. And in fact, everybody sitting at this table has been involved with the worship. Wyatt's up been
Wyatt
on sound.
Wyatt played the triangle and sang a song.
or not.
She's being facetious.
Oh, I was like, I did? I remember that.
Again. But it's been great and been fun to have you, especially on the fifth Sundays is when I make sure that I use you guys that way. But man, it's been so fun to be involved with your lives, and that has been a super awesome highlight for me. I'll just say that to see you guys grow and to watch others come in and just be a part of it all. Josiah, Bailey, mm-hmm. any highlights that you can think of?
I really enjoyed movie night. That was really fun. I also really liked the game night that we did where we brought our Switch. We did Mario Kart, Super Smash.
I destroyed everybody in Smash. At one point, it was everybody versus me, and I won.
What's up?
I'm not bragging.
Bailey brought weird card games.
Oh,
it was great. Yeah, I brought 5 crowns. Taught you guys how to play 5 crowns. Mm-hmm. There were like 6 or 7 of us at the table. That was a big game. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. And Layla, one of the things that we did was we invited the middle school group, and this is a brand new group, mm-hmm. The crew, and we invited them to join us. What happened that evening?
It was a good night. We had a really good night of worship down in the sanctuary and had the acoustic and the pianos and a couple people on vocals. It was a really good night with worship. And then we had a paper airplane tournament from the balcony. And some rubber bands were involved. And some learning how to shoot rubber bands was involved. Wasn't great, but it was fine. And then we watched our video, took notes on it, about laminin. And
what is laminin?
Laminin is a protein in DNA that is shaped like a cross. And we watched like a 15-minute video about it. And then we all took notes. And then we separated into boys and girls with the roadies and the grodies and the crew. And talked about it. It was a really good night of being able to provide guidance and make some connections with the younger members of the church that'll be stepping up to the roads here in a couple years.
That's great.
Everybody go look up laminin.
Yeah, don't know what it is. Look it up.
Louis Gigolo.
Giglio.
Do I say that wrong every time?
Yeah.
I did too. I think it really has truly been a fun year. And we're excited about 2024. Do we have anything more to talk about? I mean, we did see the Newsboys on the lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so fun.
That was good. So cool. Such a great time of worship. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed getting out there. We're going to be doing more things like that. But I think as we stepped towards the end of this year and we did a Christmas party, Wyatt, you mentioned that, had a nice little wrap-up and had the Undergrounds all decorated. In fact, I think it's still decorated.
Indeed.
And we're looking forward to doing more of that for sure. So let's talk a little bit about 24 as we step into it. We've got three more days. I mean, the countdown is on to 2023 ending and 2024 coming up. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to do in 2024 as we wrap up this podcast. Stace, why don't you give a little highlights?
Well, in January, we have some fun things planned. January the 7th will be the first time we meet in 2024. And we'll be meeting the Rhodes and the G Rhodes all together and doing what we do. But we're going to focus on another Louis Giglio
video. Giglio. Oh, yes.
That evening. And then the 14th, what do we have planned, Abby?
Movie night.
Movie night. And what are we going to be watching, Wyatt?
The Blind.
The Blind, which is about?
Phil and Kay Robertson's story.
That's right, their story.
And who are the Kay and Phil
Robertson? For people
Robertson.
Living under a rock, who is that?
Yeah, I'll explain. So, the one of the best TV series, my personal opinion, Duck Dynasty.
I don't know that I've ever seen an episode of Duck Dynasty. I won't lie.
Are you
They're
really?
So funny.
Yeah, they're so funny. They're amazing. It is about Phil and his story about his early life and how he had struggles with his faith and his family, and he dealt with alcoholism, and it really goes through how he was brought back to Jesus and the Lord. It's a really great, inspiring movie. Yeah.
And it's as much as it is about Phil's testimony, mm-hmm. it's about Kay's
well.
Too.
It's about, yes, about how, what she went through.
From what I understand. Mm-hmm. I have not seen it yet, but you yes. have.
Yeah.
I did see it.
And you're excited about it. Yes, we're excited good. About the mm-hmm. fact that you're excited about it, and that's why we want to see it, and then we're excited. You know, one of the things that's always great about moving into a new year are some of the unknown. And the unknown is something that dives into whether or not it's going to be a successful year. And one of the things that we can always count on with God is that we count on Him to lead us. And we truly have. We have depended upon Him and His leadership through this whole process. And we're looking forward to seeing how He's going to lead us, that's for sure. And so, is there anything else in 2024, before we have a word of prayer, that we want to talk a little bit about and highlight? No?
We'll be celebrating our one-year anniversary in April.
Yeah.
Our birthday. So we will be. Yeah, we'll have an event.
Yeah, we're gonna have the crew coming back to join us. We're gonna do that once a quarter, and this year's March 10th is when the crew, the middle schoolers, are gonna come in and join us again. So March 10th, those crew member moms and dads and all of those that are listening right now, mark your calendars for that. We'll keep you updated for sure. Anything else, Josiah? I'd like to have you pray here in just a second or two, if you would please. But it's been awesome to be with you guys. Mm-hmm. We've had a neat night of planning tonight. We've had a good podcast to wrap up the night. But beyond a doubt, it would it's going to be the best way to end up the podcast by having a word of prayer. So why don't we do that right now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it.
Lord, we just come to you right now. We just want to say thank you for the roads and for just everything you're doing in that and opening up ways just to continue to help not only all the students and the people that are coming in here to kind of get together and to open up a place for them to connect with one another and to feel bolstered by the fact that there's camaraderie there through you, but also just a place to learn, and not only for the kids, but also for the teachers. It's a place that we can all come together, just be in awe of you and in awe of just everything you're doing. And Lord, we just thank you for what you've done in this year as you started up the roads. And we just thank you for what you are going to do in 2024, all the great things that are going to come about. Just us getting together and just worshiping you. God, we just surrender the roads to you. We surrender just everything to you. We thank you for being so good to us. We thank you for Jesus and for sending him into the world to come and get us. And just thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us with tonight for the podcast and getting a chance to just talk about 2023, talk about 2024, about where we're going. And I think, on the count of three, roadies and groadies, what we need to do is just wish everyone a Happy New Year on the count of three. One, two, three.
Happy New Year!
All right, guys. Hey, until next time, we just want to sign off and say goodbye. Thanks for joining us. Until next time. Bye.